Uncompromised, unrecognized, unparalleled, unsung. The story of the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Oh, 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 it's the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Why? Oh, why? Did she have to leave and go away?
There was no stopping Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Wherever you saw one, you saw the other. It was real kind of freaky.
Oh, Sybil.
Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
What is going on, Sybilula later? Watch out there now.
For two long decades, the three of them, Tom Joyner, Sybil Wilkes, and J. Anthony Brown, entrance to millions daily on radio stations across America. Tom, the down-home fly jock, also known as Mr. Softy, was notorious for jinxing NFL, NBA, LPGA, and even soccer teams. Sybil Wilkes, the book-smart voice of reason on the show, from the south side of Chicago. And J. Anthony Brown, comedy club mogul, actor, comedian, and Sigma Entertainer of the Year. All three had their quirks off the air, but when they came together in the mornings, it was magical. But the laughter came to a screeching halt during what's known as the Fall Tour Part 2, headed to Columbus, Ohio.
I'm going to Greensboro to Bennett College for a luncheon tomorrow, and I'll be on the air with you in the morning.
People asking, where's Sybil? Where's Sybil?
This is really tragic. Okay, she said that she was going to be gone one day, but she would be broadcasting from Greensboro.
I'm hooked up with y'all in Greensboro.
We are waiting for her.
We're waiting for Sybil.
Mm-hmm. Now we know how New Edition felt when Bobby wasn't there. Now we know how the Five Heartbeats felt when Eddie Kane Jr. wasn't there.
Now we know how the Three Stooges felt when they switched Mo.
Singer-songwriter Eric Benet.
Everybody, they always thought everything was cool, you know, because it was always laughs and, you know, as far as like the morning personality, it seemed like there was a tight unit. But whenever, you know, I would talk to Sybil on the side, she would tell me some of the issues that she was dealing with and how she was really unhappy in the situation. Like Jay Anthony, he got really, really bad morning breath. And just years of dealing with that breath, that dragon breath, she was just like, I can't take this no more. And then Tom, you know, he got like a flatulence problem too. So it's like a lot of, between the farting and the bad breath, she was just like, yo, Eric, I mean, I gotta do my own thing.
I just couldn't take it anymore. It became unbearable. So funny. It was tough. And I know people understood.
The man that sits behind the glass and pushes buttons, Super Dave.
I've been working with Sybil for a long time. And as time went on, she got more and more demanding. First, one rim shot per hour wasn't enough. By the end, she was up to 12 shots a morning. That's when I knew she really had a problem. Sybil makes Terrell Owens look like Mother Teresa. I can't believe I just compared Sybil to T.O. T.O. was never this bad.
Here's TJMS senior producer, Nikki Woods.
I don't think it's what Sybil did. I think it's the way she did it. I think it hurt hearing about it just live on the air like that. But the show must go on.
Stay tuned for Life After the Tom Joyner Morning Show featuring Tavis Smiley.
It's the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Life After.
Life After.
It's a lot of that.
Yeah.